From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Need a Halloween costume? You can head into any costume shop and find something ready-made, a witch, a princess, a vampire. Or you can do what our colleague did. NPR's Margot Adler came across an artist who creates custom-made Halloween accessories, your very own fangs.
Ra Ubasti works in a little room in the back of Halloween Adventure, a store near Times Square. Ubasti is under 30, an artist who just fell into this. She made her friends a few sets, and suddenly it took off. These days, she makes all different kinds of fangs, many of them based on the ones you see in the movies. There's the Brooklyn set, the Feral set, the Interview set, and more.
The most classic vampire look, like what most people like think of when they think of like Creature of the Night, Bela Lugosi, Dracula, two fangs on canines, Lost Boys, Vampire in Brooklyn, stuff like that. Those are usually four teeth shown. Interview with a Vampire, they have like six teeth.
She's always been fascinated by tribal rituals of teeth filing and scarification. She brings her equipment to NPR's New York studio to make me a pair of fangs. I'm going to get the simplest and cheapest set, two canines, $80. Now, you might think her main clientele would be white, goths perhaps. You'd be wrong.
I get like burlesque performers, party kids, people that ask me who aren't necessarily into this kind of stuff. They have the idea that the overwhelming majority of the people I cater to are Caucasian because like you see the movies, you see the folklore. And I'm like, no, most of them are Spanish.
That's right, she says. The majority of her clientele are Latino, and she's not really sure why. Soon the studio sounds and smells like my dentist's office. She uses acrylic, starting with a little ball that gets molded to my teeth.
All right, now close for me naturally. Okay, open back up.
Are you supposed to be able to actually close your teeth when you...
You're not going to be able to close all the way with them on because they are caps. You're looking at like 85, 90% of the way down, you know what I mean?
At first, they look pretty awful. This is what she calls the potato wedge phase, but she fits them over and over again.
Does it feel comfortable? Feels like foreign, tight?
It feels big.
She works meticulously until they look and feel right, and then she polishes them. Ubasti won't do teens unless they get their parents' permission. She doesn't want them doing weird stuff with pointy things in their mouth. And she has strict directions.
No eating or sleeping with these on. Non-negotiable, okay?
Okay.
Drinking is fine with these on. Just make sure it doesn't have a lot of artificial like colorings or flavorings in it, like stuff like Hawaiian Punch, blue soda, stuff of that caliber.
You don't want blue fangs. The saddest thing she comes across is people who call her desperately with real, not theatrical, dental problems.
Werewolf, you know, walrus, I got you, but normal, eating, no.
She tells them to contact a healthcare provider. An hour or so later, we're done.
Not bad, right? And I can even talk with them. It's pretty funny.
They'll be great for Halloween, but Ubasti says if you live in a city, there's a whole other advantage to wearing these. Late at night on the subway, accosted by men saying inappropriate things, she just opens her mouth and smiles sweetly.
So it works good on lonely train platforms, so yes. So it gives you that edge, no pun intended.
Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.